回东方入正厅，而于西方从定出。回于西方入正厅，而于东方从定出。咱们修道，讲到得道三昧。这三昧也有小三昧、大三昧。那么，咱们修习禅定的功夫，最初啊，就得到一种清安的境界。什么叫清安呢？就觉得啊，无人无我，无众生无寿者，心里也没有贪，也没有嗔，也没有痴了，把所有的一切都停止了，这个脉也停止了，呼吸也停止了，念也停止了，这一切一切都在这个停止了。这时候啊，就好像呢，那个锁着门呢，不能开门。忽然间，就有一把钥匙，把这个锁开开了，锁打开了，这个门也可以开了。门开了，我们的智慧也现出来了。这种清安呢，只是将要入定一种的前方便，到这种啊程度上，这也就是啊那个喜怒哀乐爱物欲没有发生之前那一种中道的离体。这个中道就是真空，也就是妙有。你和这个真空合了，就会生出妙有来。和这个妙有合，也就是真空啊。这个时候也不落于空，还不落于有，不落于二边啊。在儒教说的而一旦赫然贯通焉，在万物之表里经出无不道，而五心之全体大用无不明。而一旦赫然贯通焉，就是啊，有一天赫然间呢，也就是突然间啊，也就是立刻啊， 赫然呢就是开朗的样子，也就是开悟了。贯通焉，啊，孔子说吾道一以贯之。贯什么呢？就贯通这个理，你明白呀这个道理了，啊，明白不是一个道理，把所有的道理就都明白了，啊，所以说而一旦赫然贯通焉，在众物，众物也就是万物，在众物之表里精粗，表就是皮毛，就是皮表皮，里啊就是内，表就是外，啊，内外这叫表里，精粗，精就是精细的，粗就是那个粗啊，粗糙的啊，就是啊大概的意思，就是啊那个细精，就是啊那个微细的意思啊。无不明矣，没有不明白的了，内外啊粗细这所有一切的道理都明白了。而五心之全体大用，我们这个心呢全体大用，这种大用啊是和佛的妙用是一样的啊，这个大用无不明矣，没有不明白的，这就是啊修禅定的一种功夫。所以我在这个16岁的时候说过这么几句偈颂，说什么呢？就是说的事欲求精，你无论什么事你要想啊精通明白，你要求明白，需用苦功，你应该呀用一种苦功，不要贪享受啊，不要怕苦，不要怕难，还不要怕没有钱，所以啊需用苦功啊，功夫即到，你功夫要做到了，做到了家了啊，你功夫啊成就了，莫使心通，你呀默默中自然呢就会懂了，心也会明白了，莫使心通，莫啊，那么这都是啊参禅习定的很要紧的啊，几句话。所以现在说啊，回这个方往的三昧定，方往的三昧就是说回于东方入正定，回者呀啊在东方那儿坐禅入定了啊，可是啊这个菩萨又到了西方去，从定出了啊，到西方去从定出定了啊。以前呢在东北有几个人呢大家在一起打波州七啊，把门呢锁上，外边来给送饭，外边有人给送饭，他们就在里边打波州七，打打七呢 这其中一个人呢，也不知道怎么就出去了，出去这个房子了，一出去就出去40里这么远，跑到40里以外，也不知怎么走到那个地方去的，啊，这就是啊，啊，回东方入正定了，回西方从定出，啊，他出去了，啊，他自己啊都不知道怎么样出去的。这是啊，你这个心要是啊入定了啊，这里边呢就有一种不可思议的境界啊。啊，人所不知道的，所以而于西方从定出。回西方入正定，回着在西方入正定，而于东方从定处，又要在西方入定，在东方又出定了，啊，这就叫我无入而不自得焉，啊，随心入意，变化无穷，啊，自己，啊，这个随缘还能不变。不变还能随缘，啊，入定，啊，也是妙不可言；出定，啊，也是妙不可言。所以呀，啊，东西南北，四维上下，啊，在定中呢，都可以到。一切处啊，这就叫啊方往三昧，没有一个方，没有一个不方啊，随心变化啊，感应道交，这叫就是有一天，烟就是知乎者也已烟哉，那个烟你说是什么？而一旦赫然贯通烟，那个烟是个徐字，没有什么不，精气神的精，精神的精，就什么事的事嘛？没有。
师傅讲的这个是这个口水啊，是吗？听师傅讲的。
哎，不是放到后边。也不是放到前边，就放到上边，这舌尖顶上颚。哎，你不要问他，有什么好处，他就能去病。那他自然就有了，你不要小着有。哎，不出窍，这佛教不讲出窍的，佛教是讲的，不出不入，尽虚空变法界。他说从这儿出去了，那叫出窍。他还有什么意见？
这个是因为这个是应该问在自己要想一想要记得他所梦的。因为会是
重要的，谁要想一想？梦也重要，也不重要。你说你吃饭是重要不重要？也可以说重要，也可以说不重要。 重要，你不吃它就死了，不重要，你这是能维持活着就可以了。这个梦呢，有种种的梦，但是你这个要是属于善类的，属于圣境的，这可以相信。要是有种种的噩梦或者种种的情情爱爱那种梦，那就不应该记得的，不应该记得的。那个发愿文上也说过，坐卧之中，梦寐之间，见着佛像，见着菩萨像，见着声闻缘觉罗汉的像，这都是许是有善根才能这样子。梦寐之间，梦寐就是睡觉做梦那个时候，发愿文呢，发愿的升到西方极乐世界。哎呀，那哈，时间到了。
Translate this into Chinese. It's just a little bit that you shouldn't put things on top of sutras, because right now I see something on top of a sutra. And so could you translate that question? Or I'm sure into Chinese? This story is about the Buddha when he was in the Jade Grove. When the Buddha was in the Jade Grove, there was a little man, and he wanted to become a monk. So he went to the Jade Grove and he became a monk. And he was pretty smart. And one day the Buddha and all the arhats went to accept offerings from someone, to take offerings at a big feast. And when they all went, they left the little Shramani to watch the door. And there was a layman who came and asked if there was someone, came to the Shramani and asked if anybody was in the Jade Grove who could accept offerings. And the little Shramani had never heard Dharma before, so he didn't know any Dharma. And he knew, well, if you were going to accept offerings, you went there and you ate and then you spoke some Dharma. And he said, well, the Buddha and all the arhats went to accept offerings, and I'm the only one here. And then the layman bowed really respectfully to the Shramani, as if he was the Buddha. He bowed really, really respectfully and asked him if he would accept the offerings. And he knew that he had to speak Dharma, and he didn't know any Dharma. But he went anyway, and on the way his knees were banging together and his teeth were chattering like crazy, because he knew that after the meal he was going to have to speak some Dharma. And so he went there, and it was a big feast, and he ate and he ate and he ate, and then there were a whole lot of guests. And then the end of the meal came, and the Lord Shramani was chattering like crazy, because he knew, well, now I'm going to have to speak the Dharma. and I don't know any. So the layman went and put his robe on and his sash and bowed really respectfully to him and asked him if he would speak the Dharma. And he just sat there. But what the layman did was he was so respectful that he remained bowing. And he was going to remain bowing until he had spoken some Dharma. And he was sitting there and he chattered and chattered and chattered. And after about 5 minutes, he just decided, well, I'll just slip out and run away. So he slid under the table and he ran as fast as he could. Tumble, bumble, rumble, snumble, all the way up back to the Jada Grove. He ran in, he locked, slammed his door and locked it and fell down beside it, almost crying because he had not spoken any Dharma for the layman and he had eaten there. He knew the layman was going to come and ask him to speak the Dharma. But the layman, he remained bowing for a little while and then he decided to take a little peek up. So he peeked up and he didn't see anybody there. He all of a sudden he realized that people were empty and Dharma was empty. And he had a little enlightenment just because he understood, well, there isn't really any Dharma. The Dharma is transmitted by thoughts. It can't be transmitted by words. And so he realized that Dharma was empty. And then the layman went rumble, tumble, stumble, stumble, all the way to the Jada Grove and banged on the door where the layman was. The Shramani was. And it startled the Shramani so much that he realized that Dharma, that people were empty and then Dharma was empty. And the layman had kind of thanked the Shramani. And the Shramani was going to thank the layman. Now this isn't part of the story, but I had to make this part up because there wasn't an end to the story. It stopped right there. So then the Shramani opened the door to see who it was who banged on his door. And there was a layman. And the Shramani jumped with joy because he had just become enlightened. And the layman jumped with joy because he had just become enlightened. And they both thanked each other at the same time. And that's the end of the story.
你讲到什么地方来？
Where
do we?
That's the place.
你这录音机录到什么地方？ 欲方入正定， 而欲方从定处。 入是入出便十方， 是名菩萨三昧力。你们各位啊，我相信这个回于东方入正定，而于西方从定出，这个道理呀，或者还有人怀疑，怎么在东方入正定？ 又能从西方从定出呢？现在俺不讲这个菩萨入定的问题，咱们讲这个太阳。太阳呢，在西方入正定的，可是啊，它出来的时候是在东方从定出。啊，由这个太阳啊。 你们就应该知道啊，这个菩萨这种境界也是这样的。回于方入正定，或者呀，在其他的八方，这东西是两方啊，还有南北，东南西南，东北西北，这四维，加上啊，南北这六方，再加上下，这是八方。 这叫于方，回于方入正定，那么。 而于余方从定处，也就啊在这个八方的地方啊都从定啊又出来，这么样子入定出定，出定入定，入是入出便十方，像这样子这种微妙不可思议的境界遍满十方，它是入定出定这种境界，是名菩萨三昧力。这就是菩萨这个方王的三昧的力量，所以啊他能这样。今于东方诸国度，所有如来无数量，细现其前普清净，住于三昧即不动，而于西方诸世界一切诸佛如来所，皆现从于三昧起，广写无量诸供养，尽于西方诸国度，所有如来无数量，细现其前普清净，住于三昧即不动，而于东方诸国度诸世界一切诸佛如来所，皆现从于三昧起，广写无量诸供养，入是十方诸世界菩萨悉入无有余，回现三昧即不动，回现恭敬供养佛，尽于东方诸国度，就是啊在东方所有的这个无量恒河沙数那么多的诸佛国度，所有如来无数量，那么国度有恒河沙那么多，佛当然也是无数量，有无数量啊那么多的佛，细现其前普清净，这个菩萨啊在这个定里边呢细现其前，细现在这个定中啊现到诸佛如来的面前，而啊普遍来亲近东方的一切的无量诸佛，住于三昧即不动，那么他在这个亲近供养，这都是在三昧里头，他本那个本体呀还在那儿寂然不动，而于西方诸世界，在这个西方所有的世界一切诸佛如来所，所有一切佛的道场，皆现从于三昧起，那么都啊在这个西方啊又现这个三昧起，广修无量诸供养，广修没有数量那么多的供养于佛，供养三宝，尽于西方诸国度，就在这个西方所有的这国度的全了，所有如来无数量，所有的佛呀也都是无数量那么多，细现其前普净清净，也都是啊现在那个诸佛的道场前边，注意三昧即不动，也都是啊在这个三昧既然不动，而于东方诸世界，而啊在这个东方所有的世界一切诸佛如来所，一切诸佛那个道场的地方，皆现从于三昧起，在那儿啊又都从定出来了，广修无量诸供养，从定出来做什么呢，就广修一切的供养，来供养一切的佛，入是十方诸世界，像啊这样的十方啊的世界都是这么循环无端啊，互相啊 去供养。菩萨气如无有余，菩萨呀，别在三昧里头去供养，出三昧也是供养佛，回现三昧既不动，回来呀，现出来这个三昧既眼不动的样子，回现恭敬供养佛，要出这个三昧出定了，就要现出来一种恭敬供养诸佛的一种这个礼仪。于眼根中入正定，于色身中从定出，视现色性不思议，一切天人莫能知。于色身中入正定，于眼起定心不乱。说眼无声无有起，性空寂灭无所作。你这个有功夫的人能啊转这个境界，而不为境界所转，眼耳鼻舌身意这六根门头对着色声香味触法这六尘，中间呢又生出啊这个六识，可是啊作乱造反，也这是这个六根六尘成就你的菩提道果，帮助你行菩萨道，也是这个六根六尘。从眼根中入正定，眼根就是俺们这个眼睛，这个眼睛怎么叫入定呢？从眼根入定啊，就是你不被这个色尘所转，眼睛啊，眼观形色内无有，耳听尘世心不知，见识形式出世界，见识迷失堕沉沦啊！你不被这个眼尘不被这个眼根所转，不被这个色尘所转，这就是入定了。这就是从眼根入正定，从色尘中啊，于色尘中从定出啊，于色尘里边呢就出定了。入定出定啊，这都是不为境界所转，所谓啊常在这个坚固定里边，没有啊不定的时候，就是常在楞严定里头啊。所以啊我们这个人呢，现在不要错过机会，俺们这是啊最初讲的楞严经啊，你们每一个人呢最低限度应该把楞严咒啊能背得出，不要照着本子去念，那不算的。你要能背得出，还背得清清楚楚的，不是啊随着人家念我就背得出，我自己念的时候就背不出了，那是不行的。 你不能啊，有这个气挺细，你不可以啊，用那个气挺细，那个欺骗那张纸。无论哪一个啊，都应该呀把楞严咒能背得出。我们最初这个暑假班就是第一个考试就是楞严咒啊，无论哪一个啊，你不能晚间呢人家那儿念楞严咒呢你就跑了啊，连佛都不拜，这样子这么样子散啊，那你什么时候能修成道果啊？俺不讲道业，我们讲道果，免得呢翻译成为康啊。你现在这个小的时候这正好这个修道啊，拜佛也要诚心，念佛也要诚心，诵咒也要诚心，不要那么净贪着玩去啊，听着人家讲话也就用个耳朵去听啊，这是不可以的啊，听着人家看着人家拿个什么东西也就用眼睛去看，这不简直的也不能从眼根入定，也不能从耳根入定了，这都是不定了啊。你从眼根入定啊，非礼勿视，不合乎道理的我不看，从耳根入定就非礼勿听啊，从口入定就非礼勿言啊，从身入定就非礼勿动啊，这个很要紧的啊。以后无论哪一位到厕所去啊，不要遇到人就在厕所就开会啊，厕所呢是一个很邋遢的地方，不适合开会的地方。那么新来的人不知道规矩，这个老住的人呢应该告诉新来的人不要在厕所来跑在那地方上好像好像要喝酒开在那地方是个酒吧，一边喝酒一边谈话啊，那要告诉人呢那是个厕所，不是酒吧，不是到喝醉酒跑那地方乱讲乱说的。那个新来的人不知道，那个老住的人应该告诉他啊。那个做什么工的时候啊，也不要净讲闲话，讲啊啊张家长啊李家短啊，三只蛤蟆是六只眼呢、啊、不要讲这一套，这一套我简直的没有用的啊。那么以后每一个人都要注意，不会背楞严咒的这个是赶快要也要学楞严咒。楞严咒不是背一句两句就算了，要全那个全楞严咒都要能背得出的啊。咱们以楞严咒啊做我们的考试的题目，第一个暑假班是楞严咒，考楞严咒啊，第那么以后这个就不注重楞严咒，这是不对的。所以我们这儿啊注重楞严经和楞严咒啊，哪一个不会楞严咒那就是啊不愿意学佛法的。所以楞严咒是最要紧的啊，无论谁以后我都会考的啊，会考问的啊。不要说、哦、我有录音机在那个录音机录上了，我就到念的时候听一听录音机，那是不行的啊。尤其这个新皈依的啊，新这些个刚来的居士，不要学的那么散漫啊。诵咒啊，就像正正经经诵咒，不要啊人家有人诵咒呢跑到其他的地方去谈话，这是不对的。那么在近来呀，我很少讲这规矩， 我以为你们各位啊都懂了，那么想不到啊还有很多人呢不守规矩。这不守规矩啊是不可以的，因为金山寺都是金子，没有粪土啊，这个没有啊，这个不值钱的。俺们这儿的居士出家人呢都是万金和尚，在家人呢都是万金居士啊，万两黄金你也买不到的。在我们金山寺，你在要不知道自己的重要，那可太可惜了啊。那么这个视线骰性不思议，这个骰性啊也是有不可思议的一种的境界，一切天人莫能知，所有的天人呢都不懂，不懂这个骰性啊，他都不懂的。于骰尘中入正定，在这个骰尘里边入正定啊，于眼起定心不乱，这个起定啊心不乱，就是不被这个境界转，就是能转境界，不为境界所转啊。说眼无生无有起，说这个眼呢，这个眼根也是无生的，也没有起灭的，它是性空的，性空寂灭无所作啊，本来都是空的啊，无所作为的，都是啊无为法。那么啊，今天呢就讲这么多了。你知道他们为什么要和你讲那么多话？他们就不希望你修行，他怕你修行啊被他们追过去了，他们就都叫得不好意思了，叫得丑了。所以啊你要小心一点，不要和那个欢喜讲话的人讲那么多话，不要和他们开那么多会啊，这些个懒虫啊，他想啊影响你，也是变成懒虫，知道吗？懂了吗？啊，那啥，
对。
Is it written down in a book? It's one that I'm going to make up in my head. So if there's a couple pauses, it's because I have to figure out what I'm going to say next. Well, there was this leopard, and he became a leopard because in the last life he had been a hunter in Africa, and he had killed a whole lot of leopards, and he had made leopards and skin coats and sold them for a whole lot of money, so he turned into a leopard. And day after day after day after day, he would catch something to eat, and it would always be meat. And one day he went to see the king of beasts, the lion. And he went to see him so he could have some dinner with him. And when he went to the lion had met a bhikshu and had become a vegetarian. And the leopard decided, well, I'll be really kind and I'll bring the lion something to eat since he invited me to his house to eat. I'll bring the thing to eat and he can cook it. So he brought another leopard that he killed in battle. And when he killed the leopard, they had a really hard fight, and he got a big scratch on one of his paws. And it bled a little bit, but he just walked on it. Decided, well, I don't think it'll hurt. And when he got to the lion's house, he threw down the other leopard from in front of the lion, and he said, I brought some food for our dinner. Since we're eating together, I brought the food and you can cook this. And the lion said, I won't eat it. And the leopard says, why won't you eat it? Because it's the finest kind of meat you can get. And the lion said, well, isn't it just one of you? One of your kind? It's a leopard too. And anyway, if I eat it, I'll be breaking something that I said to the bhikkhu that I met a while back. I'll be breaking a promise that I made to him. And the leopard said, what's that promise? And the lion said, well, I promised him that I wouldn't eat meat. And the leopard goes, you won't eat meat? So then the lion told him the story. He said, well, that bhikshu told me he had been born in a, that Dharma master told me that he had been born in a bird's nest, and that he had claws like birds. He had them when I met him. And I asked him what they were from, and he said that he was born in a bird nest, and that he would go and he'd sing, he would recite sutras and chant mantras for weddings and dead people so that they could go off to Amitabha's Pure Land, or so that they could have a happy marriage. And one day he was going to recite a sutra for a wedding, and when he got to the house, he saw all these people eating their relatives. Like, one of them had on a leopard skin coat, and he had his five eyes open and his six spiritual penetrations, so he could tell that mint coat was one of the relatives of those people in their last life, and that their meat that they were eating was relatives in their past lives and their mothers and their fathers of past lives. And he was just really surprised. And when I met him, when I heard that story, I just felt sick to my stomach, because I had just jammed myself full of leopard's meat and eaten one of your kind and one of my kind, because it's just like eating one of yourself when you eat like some cow or a steak or some pork. And when the leopard heard this, he went out and he dug a big hole, and he put the leopard in there, and he also laid down in there himself, and he asked the lion to fill up the hole. And the lion filled up the hole, and sure enough, he killed the leopard. And the lion said, he walked around the place where he had just buried a live leopard and a dead leopard, and he said what he recited, what the bhikshu had told him, what the Dharma master told him. He recited Namo Amitabha, and he started walking around the grave, and he walked and he walked and he walked and he walked. And finally, after about a week or so of just walking, he didn't stop to eat or anything. He just kept walking and walking around singing Namo Amitabha. He saw a spirit or a ghost come down and land in front of him. And the ghost said, hello, dear lion. Why don't you come down here with me? And I'll walk around your grave for a little while and sing Namo Amitabha, and you can go and you can be born in the Pure Land. So the lion dug a hole and he got in there, and he thought, well, if I just lay down in here, the dirt isn't going to fall in on me. But the dirt started falling in on him, and he said, okay, I'll just shut my eyes and pretend I'm dead. But when he pretended he was dead, he died. So it wasn't painful, because he was pretending he was already dead. And sure enough, he got reborn in Amitabha's Pure Land, and the lion and the leopard were as happy as could be.
于耳根中入正定，于生尘中从定出。 分别一切语言音，诸天世人莫能知。这个菩萨随心变化。 根尘无碍，互相缘由。所以说，于耳根中入正定，在这个耳根呢，入这三昧正定了，于生尘中从定出。 于这个生尘里边呢，就出定了。这叫啊根尘无碍，分别一切语言因，分别。